This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. State lawmakers are asking whether Colorado's red flag law could have stopped a gunman's attack on Club Q. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
The suspected gunman appears to have been arrested last year on charges he'd threatened his mother with a bomb and other weapons. Those charges were dropped and the case sealed. There's no sign El Paso County law enforcement filed a red flag petition to limit his access to guns after the incident. Now, Democratic Representative Meg Froelich says the state needs
just to take a really strong look at the laws we have on the books. And not only are they being enforced, but who's the appropriate enforcer?
The 2019 red flag law allows law enforcement or family members to ask judges to temporarily bar people from having guns. But Colorado authorities have confiscated guns at a lower rate than other states like Florida with similar laws. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
The respiratory virus RSV is still hitting Colorado kids hard, causing children's hospitals and emergency departments to be packed. Mom Breanne Price from Littleton says her daughter Lily is almost 6 years old. Lily got a cough and then had labored breathing. Price says they took her to Children's Hospital Colorado. She was admitted and put on oxygen.
I just always knew that she was in the right place. Like, I didn't want to be home with her. I didn't want to go home because I knew that she needed help.
Lily did turn the corner and was released. The state says Colorado is down to just 2 pediatric intensive beds available, but as patients get discharged, more beds open up. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.